Previously on Three of Hearts. After a tense bomb defusing and a borderline slapstick fight against hungry mulchers, Anya Whittlesby's psychic abilities tell her that one of the creatures has seen her missing brother, Kurt. A magical scouring of the Mulcher Tunnel reveals the halfling to be in an abandoned silo that has been turned into a foreboding lab where experiments were performed upon him. In a brief moment of lucidity, he told Agent Felspar that his captor was none other than Arabella Moonthistle, a legendary adventurer who is believed to be dead.
I want Velum to, like, while Spar and Kurt are talking, I want him to, like, have approached enough to try to look, start looking at all the tubes and things to start diagnosing. Intelligence investigation? Okay. I got 2 face cards, a joker, and a 3 of hearts.
Wow. Okay. So that's the name of the show.
So yep.
3 successes for the 3 of hearts. So 5 successes total.
Mm-hmm.
And a joker.
Yep.
Okay. So you see on a little table not far from Kurt, you see a bunch of readouts based on like the tubes and stuff. It looks like they were probably studying his blood, clearly something with his brain. You actually see like maybe there were plans to make some kind of incision on his brain. Because you see documentation on the table. Little pixie-sized textbooks on, like, how to do brain surgery.
Great. Love that.
Also notes about, like, his muscle mass and how it's responded to various experiments. But none of the notes tell you what the experiment is about. They're vague. And, like, probably intentionally vague in case someone were to, find this. As you're looking at the notes, you knock something off table, and it's just a playing card.
Uh-huh.
Do you pick it up?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm about to pull out is a item from D&D known as the Deck of Many Things.
Shit.
This is actually product placement. The Deck of Daddy Things, made by Dungeons and Daddies. It has additional cards that are fucking wild, just like the regular cards.
Amazing.
I already shuffled, but I'm going to shuffle again. Guys, possibly some wild shit's about to happen. Possibly good. Some normal shit's about to happen.
Good, good, good.
It's impossible to say. I've been waiting so long to be like, hey guys, welcome to the real podcast. This has been a fake podcast up until now.
The real podcast where every other flip is a joker.
Mm-hmm. Except for the ones that are 2 jokers.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, this one's definitely one of the Dungeons and Daddies ones. It is called The Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Anyway, Velum.
Yes.
After you picked up that playing card, the world went dark around you.
Mm-hmm.
You can still see yourself, but everything else is just darkness. And suddenly a single gold coin falls from the ceiling and lands at your feet. And then another, and then another.
Hmm.
And it is just raining gold coins.
Is it like building momentum or is it still like the same pace?
It building momentum significantly.
Okay.
I will say these bounce off you as harmlessly as raindrops would. Like they're not painful.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
If I pick one up, can I feel it? Like, does it have weight to it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, feels like a gold coin.
Okay, that's really weird.
Yeah, it probably is very disorienting. Well, as it begins to build momentum, a hill of coins starts to form. And when you look up, you see this purple light in the distance. And it makes you feel pleasant in a way you can't put your finger on yet. And then suddenly it is like a time lapse and you are climbing a mountain of gold coins. It is huge. Like, if you look down, you can no longer see the bottom of this pile of gold coins.
Okay.
And at the top, above you, which you've not reached yet, you see that purple glow, and you know what it feels like now.
that purple glow feels distantly the way that you feel when you drink a nice latte first thing in the morning.
All right.
Refreshed, joyful, and you want that feeling. And then you're back in the little makeshift lab in the silo, looking at a playing card, and you are changed. You don't really know that you're changed, but in some way you are. Your ego is to some degree that is Ela's choosing, now tied to wealth.
Uh-huh.
And if any transaction happens in your vicinity, you do have to say, this one's on me, and then cover it.
Right. Okay. How do I write this down on my character sheet?
Just write, this one's on me. Uh-huh. You'll know what that means. As Essie pointed out last time, because Clovenheart is like a commune, this is maybe the least impactful card that could have been drawn from the deck of many things.
Mm-hmm,
so.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you can jump in and try to barter for people.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Velim, you are back in the lab, and that has happened to you. Spar was looking at Kurt, making sure he was okay. Kurt said what he said about Arabella, and then passed out.
Did Spar at all react to what I just experienced, or?
No, I mean, Spar didn't, nothing happened. You picked up a card.
That was freaky.
You picked up like a regular ass playing card. It's like a two of spades, and it seemed to have like magical energy in
it. He's gonna put it in his pocket and investigate it later. Right now, more focused on trying to help Kurt.
Okay.
Was the playing card in the binder?
Yeah, it was in, was among Arabella's notes, and he knocked it to the ground.
No, in the binder, there was like a Gregan's photo binder of a playing card.
Oh, no, I will say it looks related to that. You're right. That's a good hunch. So it doesn't look like the exact same card, but it looks like the same brand of playing cards.
Yeah, same deck, maybe?
Yeah, probably the same deck. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, these are just like a very pristine black card, and they're like very sleek and shiny, and the text is all in purple.
All right, we'll talk about that later. More pressing issues. Last time, I don't think Velim got a chance to try to use medicine.
Nope. Mm-mm. Pretty much Spar went to Kurt and Velim looked at the notes and that was about it.
Okay. Good. Velim would like to do like a medicine check and see if he can help.
Okay. Flip intelligence and biology.
Okay.
Can I assist?
Yeah.
And one extra for eclectic. Okay. If Essay's helping, does that mean I get another flip? Or is that Essay has to do a flip to see if Essay can help?
How is Essay helping?
So I'm thinking, like, because I know Kurt. And so I'm looking at the attributes to see, like, what's, like, knowledge of a person.
Mm.
That'd be charm?
Intelligence, empathy? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, intelligence, empathy. That works. So one in intelligence, four in empathy makes five, and I'm healthy. Am I healthy? No, I have a severe migraine. So that's minus one success.
Minus one success, yep. Okay.
Four, five, two successes, a jack and a king.
Minus one.
Yeah, so one success.
So... one success. Okay, so what did Velim get?
I haven't flipped him yet.
Okay, go for it.
Because I wasn't sure if I was supposed to add a flip or not.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Go ahead and add one flip for, or no, one success from Spar.
Okay. It's been long enough since we've done this. Well,
I don't know if we've ever done a proper assist.
Mm-hmm. Like this.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are mechanics of that for that, but I don't know them offhand. So this is how it works now. Sorry, Kevin.
I make the rules.
As
now.
We all know, Space Kings is an extremely rigid system with mm-hmm. thousands of rules. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So out of 10 cards, I got two successes.
Mm.
I got four fives. I got all of them.
Yeah. So those fives don't come back to haunt you. They're cleared right out.
Yeah. So that would be three total successes, I guess.
Okay, sounds good. I guess, okay, I actually looked it up in the book. Per the rules, it's actually, you get that many more flips, but we're just going to make it that many successes this one time, because that's what I said. Alrighty, so three successes.
Okay.
Are you trying to more see...
Trying to check, like, what's the most pressing medical concern? Is he
bleeding? Well, his brain is exposed.
Well, yes, but like if there's bleeding, you need to stop the bleeding.
Sure.
If this changes the answer at all, Spar's going to say, we need to get him out of here. Can you get him unhooked safely?
Right. That was the second part, was the pressing thing and then stabilizing so we can get him out.
Mm-hmm. No, it looks like, I wouldn't say he was cared for, because he's clearly like malnourished. His brain is open. Someone was doing experiments on him. That's not how you care for somebody. However, they weren't trying to kill him. Like, he doesn't look like he has wounds. Like, he has been cut open in places, but they've been well stitched up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's good. So the main thing, other than, you know, being restrained and malnourished and everything, mm-hmm. is that his brain is exposed. It is the... Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think Vellum would, like, try to necessarily stitch that up right here.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, it'll probably take some time and we should probably get out of here. But also, like, wanting to make sure we have everything we need to properly do that, and so things don't get infected or anything.
You don't think the cute animal health kit has the means to stitch up a brain?
How Here's insulting. What I'm thinking, right, is like, we are going to go from here directly to medical attention.
Right. So the idea I had was we wrap a bandage around it so it doesn't get, you know, any more dirt or whatever into it, and we take him out.
Yeah. I don't think we need to, like, collect med supplies or anything here is all I was getting at.
Right. So, yeah, Vellum will check in. He's making sure there's no other broken bones or anything as well, like, to make sure if they need to be gentle when, like, pulling him out or anything like that. And we get him a little bandaged up. Is he... He is somehow restrained.
Mm-hmm. It's just, like, restraints. Like, there's metal clasps around his arms and his legs.
Are there, like, any holes for keys or anything?
It's a good question. I want to say no. They can easily be undone if you're not the one restrained, essentially.
Okay. So we're able to find a way to get them to release?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe there's, like, a little screw and, like, through a hole in it. So, like, you couldn't really do it if you were the one restrained, because all your limbs are not useful. But if you're outside, you can just undo the screw pretty easily.
Okay.
Yeah, so how are we moving him?
I mean, Spar's going to carry him.
Okay.
Okay.
As I recall, he's, like, hooked into IVs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So Spar will sort of, like, hover and wait for Vellum to undo everything, because he doesn't want to make anything worse.
Right.
And then we'll like, once given the all clear, we'll gather Kurt up and tell Vellum, grab every piece of paperwork you can. Like, all the notes, everything you can see, grab it now.
Okay. Vellum will try to grab everything that he can find.
All right. You already rolled an investigation on this stuff earlier. So, yeah, you get all of it that you can find, and you carry it back to town. Okay.
Okay. Are we getting... We're going back out. We were on a boat, right?
Mm-hmm.
The hover car.
Yes, the hover boat. I think when we get there, Vellum will ask Spar some questions, like, do you think that we should... I mean, we're still working on the investigation, and we do not want to show our hand to whoever may have been involved. But I get the sneaking suspicion that it is hard to keep secrets in this town. What are your thoughts about how we should handle the investigation. I mean, obviously we want him to get medical care and so that he can recover, but...
Hey, Jordan, who is closer and or better equipped? Is it Josepha or the other healer?
So that's a good question, Merafina.
Merafina.
So that's the right question.
I've been thinking about that question for several weeks.
Okay, good. Go ahead and flip. I'll let you do wit in streetwise, and I'm going to give you a plus one auto success because you're from Clovenheart.
Okay, that makes sense. Wit is 4, streetwise is 0. So that is 5 minus, nope, that's 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so I have flipped 2 successes, minus 1 for the migraine, but plus 1 for Clovenheart. So 2 successes.
All right. Josepha's definitely closer in terms of well-equipped. Merafina. I'll even give you this, because you have been to Clovenheart since the untethering. There are rumors that nobody has, like, confirmed, but everyone's pretty sure about, that somehow Merafina has access to magic in some way still. So that could obviously be a huge boon. But, again, she's further. So you guys are kind of out to the north, west of town. Mm-hmm. Sorry, northeast of town. And I always get my east and west confused. I'm awful. And the forest where Merafina lives is to the south.
Then pretty much as soon as they are in the skiff, like, Spar's going to cut Vellum off and start giving him directions to Merafina's. It's just like, up, steer, south, now.
Got it.
He's going to... like, sit in the bottom of the boat and sort of, like, hold Kurt as stable as he can, like, part laying out and part on his lap. Mm-hmm. And is talking to him quietly the whole way.
Okay. So I don't want to derail things. I'm just going to be narratively honest here. The hover cars are not the most stable way of travel.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not really meant for long distance travel, which it's possible to travel long distances with it. You're just going to have to go pretty slow. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. To not, like, rock this very injured boy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just letting you know that's a consideration. But if that's still a plan, then go ahead and flip. Because, like, there is in town, like, a solar-powered/wind-powered tram that goes to the woods. That's its purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But getting all the way there and then to the woods might basically be the same time as, like, going to the woods slow. Mm-hmm. So I'm just painting that out just so you know the reality of it.
Okay.
With that in mind, if the plan is still to just take the hover car down there, go ahead and flip a agility driving.
Fun. All right. Regular agility driving and healthy is 3 cards with none success.
Ooh.
I still have 2 drive I could use.
I think drive reset.
It did reset between sessions. Mm-hmm. Every time you're recording, drive's going to reset.
Yeah, drive and not health, but dodge.
Well, dodge always resets between combat, but also you reshuffle between sessions now.
I did not shuffle since last time.
Yeah, I think you specifically told us not to shuffle.
Oh, did I?
Last time.
Then don't listen to me.
But I did write down drive and dodge reset, injuries don't.
Okay.
And the anti-joker would reset for session, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in that case, I have 4 drive, up to 4 I could use.
Nice.
Do you think I should use some of these drive?
Yes, please.
Okay. There is a jack that's using 2 drive.
Hang on, I could probably friendship mastery. Friendship, yes, ooh. Friendship mastery. I could master your friendship.
Give me an inspiring speech.
Yeah, if Jordan beautiful. Will allow.
Yeah, whenever you want, as long as it's once per session. Because I think that's how it works.
Okay, so it has to be an empathy. So what? Question mark empathy.
Yeah, so...
Charm?
I'm going to say charm empathy would make sense to me. Yeah.
Okay. So that is 2 for charm and 4 for empathy is 6 minus 1 success. And that will give you bonuses based on how many successes I flip.
Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Will you allow friendship speech to work if it's Spar speaking to Kurt, but Vellum can hear? Because I'm thinking it's like a heartstrings, like, it's a like, aww, this is a deeply moving moment empathy, not a like, you can do it empathy.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to lay out my cards so I'm not trying to count and talk at the same time. 4 and 2, 6. Okay. 3, 4, 5, 6. As they're like starting to go, Spar's talking to Kurt and he's like not talking very quietly. And Kurt is the little brother of Spar's high school, like, best friend turned sweetheart. So like they've been together like a long time, right? Like he's like an auxiliary younger brother. And Spar's always looked out for him, even after he and Anya broke up. So he's like holding Kurt and he's like, hey, kiddo, I got you. This is okay. We're okay. I got you. I'm here now. Anya is going to come running as soon as she gets the news, and she's probably going to kick my ass about it, but you'll be even safer when she gets here. And we're taking you to get care. You're going to be fine. You know, kiddo, I'm right here. Won't let anything bad happen to you. I got you. Even Vellum won't let anything bad happen. You don't know him yet, but he's surprisingly handy with a gun, which I know you're going to think is really fucking cool. So you just got to hang in there. You just got to hang in there for us, okay? None successes.
Oh, no. Essay. Your drive reset, too.
It did, but I don't know if I can use drive on an alt.
I'll allow it.
Okay.
Any flip.
All right. I have 5 drive. 1, 2, 3 drive, still no successes.
Oh, no.
Ah, okay.
I want to try one more drive on my part.
Okay.
It's a queen of hearts.
Yeah!
So that's what, 3 successes?
Yes, so that is the queen of hearts and a jack. So 4 total.
Oh, wow. Okay, great, great, great. Okay, that's awesome. Couldn't be better on it.
One drive left, but
that's here we are. I mean, I think that's a great use of it. So I'll almost say, like, Vellum, you know, if it's tracks, Vellum's a man on a mission. And the reason friendship speech was 0 successes is that Vellum is, like, focused on getting Kurt to safety more than listening to what you have to say. And yeah, you're able to get to the woods to the south of town. The challenge here, once you get to the woods, so first of all, no more hover car. It's not going to, like, the trees are too dense here for how wide the hover cars are. But now the challenge is, like, Spar, the last time you visited Marafina, you were extremely young and extremely sick.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to need a wit investigation I'll allow wit, maybe intelligence actually, because it is memory based. I know it's not what you want to hear, but it is memory based. So intelligence investigation with a 1 bonus flip, because it's based on something very important that happened in your life. Go ahead and flip that to see if you can recall where you're going, unless you have a better flip you want to sell me on, but that's just what makes sense to me.
I'll take intelligence empathy, but since I'm looking for somebody whose name I know, can I use sleuthing for an extra flip?
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Intelligence is 1. Empathy is 4. That's 5.
I said intelligence investigation, but that's the same thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are both the same. Great. Sorry, I just have empathy on my screen. So intelligence investigation is 5 plus 1 for familiarity and 1 for sleuthing is 7.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I count 3 successes, queen, jack, ace. So 2 successes minus the migraine.
Okay. So yeah, 2 successes is enough to get you there. not in a hurry, but, you know, you're able to, like, eventually you see, what would be, like, a really interesting standout thing?
One of the bright red trees?
Yes! Yes, one of those bright red trees that, yeah, the leaves almost look like fire, catches your eye. Not only that, but this particular tree is carved, has, like, something carved into it. It says L plus D with a heart around it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Follow, you go from there, you're able to find, it's barely even a clearing. It's not even a clearing. It's sort of just built among the trees, is like kind of a narrow hut.
Mm-hmm.
It looks empty, but I'll know, let you know that with your, so it's like a wood hut, like I'm saying, out of like twigs. Like the big bad wolf could blow this one down, mm-hmm, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember from memory that the rug that is there, very old, tattered rug, if you move it, it's going to reveal a trapdoor. Mm-hmm.
So since Spar is carrying Kurt, first of all, I do want to note when they got out and started tromping through the forest, Spar told Vel to bring all the papers with them.
Mm, okay.
Okay.
So none of them get blown away or disappear, mm-hmm, anymore maliciously.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And then he'll use his toe to point out and say, hey, trapdoor under this rug, can you move it?
Yeah. Do I need to flip anything to?
No.
Okay, cool. I do it.
Brawn athletics for rug lifting. Yes. No.
For rug lifting and trapdoor lifting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not. Do we knock? I guess knock on it, maybe.
Should I call out their name?
Yeah, Merafina is the person we're looking for.
Vellum will knock and say, Merafina, are you here?
Are you with us? Knock once if you are among us.
And you hear, yes, come on in, agents. The trees told me of your approach.
Vellum just nods like, oh, yep, of mm-hmm. course they did.
Yeah.
He'll open the door, the trap door, and look to Spar, like, what do we do next?
There's a ladder that leads down. It's pretty straightforward.
Does Spar gesture for Vellum to go first, or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you go first, I'll hand Kurt down to you.
Okay.
All right. I'm not going to make you guys look for that. So you guys descend the ladder. The moment the trap door is open, you feel a rush of warmth. Because there is a fire lit down here. And it has an elaborate chimney that, like, deposits the smoke, like, far away from the place so that nobody knows where, you know, this hut is necessarily located.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get down there. And, yeah, you find, like, a nice little homely place. The room you walk into is kind of like a living room / dining room situation. There's a little table set for one. With some, like, tea on it. And there's a kitchen, a little kitchenette. Working away at the kitchen on what appears to be some kind of soup is an older side of middle-aged individual who... Ela, I don't know if you know that you designed Merafina, but you did.
Oh, cool.
She has, like, purplish, like, a light purple skin, horns, and, like, bat wings. And is dressed with, like, a lot of jewelry, and she looks knowingly at Spar as he enters, and smiles and says, I never forget a patient. What?
Great! Have a new one for you. Spar is, like, not looking, he's, like, barely looking at her, just, like, enough to be like, person, good, help, now.
I was gonna say, I may have a potion for him, but I'm no surgeon. I'm a biomancer, and that is a skill set that is gone from this world.
Yes, help, please. I he's already altered. You're not, you can't, you could. I guess things could go worse, but
She looks at him for a spell and says, is this a relative of Miss Whittlesby?
Yes, her younger brother, Kurt.
She kind of frowns and says, I always had some regret about the way her procedure went.
If you want to make it up to her, now's a great time.
Yes.
Like now, now. Not like now, like in 5 minutes, but like now, please.
She slams her fist on her table and says, I move at my own pace, Merrim Felspar. I will save this boy's life, but I will not be ordered around by some federal agent like I am a criminal or some other wrongdoer. You've come into my home and you do not order me around. Is that understood?
I'm not ordering, I'm begging.
Flip, charm, persuasion.
I don't think that's going to get me anywhere. Charm is 2, persuasion is 2.
Actually, I'll allow charm empathy because of what you're trying to do.
So charm is 2, empathy is 4. So that's 4. 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then I have to shuffle. But just so you know, I pulled 1 joker.
Good. Good. Is there any way Vellum can help?
What would that look like?
I could picture Vellum like interrupting and trying to like kind of get between the two so that they're not continuing to argue semantics right now.
Okay, let's see the result of essay's flip and then we'll go.
Yeah, like I don't think it's like an argument so much as it's like he's just freaking out. Like he's not trying to get her to do anything that she doesn't want to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's just like losing it. Okay. And also at some point it's going to point out like they're not technically federal agents. They're paragovernmental agents. But that's it's a conversation for, you know, 5 minutes from now when Kurt is all better and nothing will ever be bad again.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a joker and 1 success.
Okay.
Yes, I drew 2 successes. 1 doesn't count because of the migraine. So we are at 1 success, 1 joker.
All right. Ela, do you want to step in some way?
I don't think you need to. You're welcome to, but I don't think you need to. So up to you.
If you think Vellum would, go for it. If you don't feel like it's necessary he would, then it's okay.
I think he would definitely kind of, you know, evaluate the situation to see if he should say something.
Well, actually, at this, you will see Merafina sort of relax. And she reaches into a pantry above her little kitchenette. And so not a pantry, like a cupboard. And then in that cupboard, on the ceiling is like a secret compartment that she slides open and she reaches into there and pulls out a potion. She walks over to Kurt and forces his mouth open and pours the potion down his throat. Says, this should nourish him and get him into a respectable position. It won't heal what ails him, and until I have some more time with him, I will not know the details. However, you said you are begging me.
Yes.
Is that correct? Yes. Which means I'm in position of power over
yes.
you. Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
All right. I do not go into Clovenheart often. But I do hear things. Sometimes the things I hear are your aunt talking to herself while she's foraging in the woods. Sometimes I hear other things, too. And I know that this child has gone missing. You have found him. I would like the two of you to leave Clovenheart after this evening and tell your superiors you found nothing of interest here.
That's more than a favor. I can't leave without finding out how this happened to him.
And when you find out what happened to him, what will you do with that information?
Make sure it doesn't happen to anyone else.
How do you intend to do that?
I can't tell you the solution when I don't know what the problem is. If it's something I can hit, I'll hit it. And if it's not, go from there, I guess.
Do you know more about what's been going on here?
Some. More than you know, likely. Here's what's important to me. You do not go and tell your fancy bosses in Vasa Natura what is transpiring in Clovenheart, because Clovenheart would like to deal with its own problems, and I would like that as well. The moment you say there's weird kidnapping and experimentations going on in Clovenheart is the same moment your governor sends the guard, the military, to Clovenheart and ruins everything that's been built here. This needs to be handled internally. So, Spar, I guess my question is, does your loyalty lie with Clovenheart or with Suits?
My loyalty lies with my family. We're already here, even him. And he's like, he nods at Vellum. If you don't want us to bring other people here, then that's fine. But I'm not going to leave while the people here are vulnerable.
Are you certain that whoever's involved is in this community?
No.
Then in that case, I think maybe we should try to find them. And once we know more of what has happened, we can evaluate what the best course of action would be. But if they are not from Clovenheart, then it is somewhat not only a Clovenheart matter.
Hmm.
This just became a federal case. That was Ela, not Vellum.
Let me make this clear then. You may solve the problem as you see fit, unless that solution, using your best judgment, and I'm sure you're smart, smart boys. If your solution you think would alert the attention of the wider world to Clovenheart in such a way that would make them suspicious of its people, and would bring them to our doorstep, you will not pursue that course of action.
Done.
If I don't get an agreement from both of you that is the case, I will not help this boy.
Spar's just staring at Vellum.
Yeah, I mean, Vellum is... Ela struggling to find the right words, and Vellum might as well, just a little bit, like, maybe a little surprised by the question, like, not that it was asked, but trying to find the best way to answer it without it seeming incredulous or unnatural or suspicious or anything, you know? He says, no, it is never our intention to bring harm to others. And the little that I know about Clovenheart and its people, I would not want to betray the trust that everyone here has given me so far. I know that this place is a safe haven, and it would not be to anyone's benefit to make it seem like Clovenheart could not take care of its own problems.
She'll nod. Say, well, if I'm going to care for this child, I'm going to do it in privacy. I promise you, he will be healed. He'll be better. No harm will come to this child. Spar, you know if I made a business of hurting children, that you would be dead. However, I don't feel like I got a satisfactory promise from either of you.
Spar straight up said done. Like,
oh, okay. I must have missed that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. He has said yes the instant every question has been out of her mouth.
Okay. So she turns to Vellum and just says, I urge you to remember this. If I feel, well, let me put it this way. I assume you are here following rumors that I still have access to magic, which I will not confirm.
We're here because this is where Spar told me to go.
Spar shakes his head and says, "This isn't business. I don't care. I don't care how you make him better. I just care that he's...
No, I'm not... Not what I... You misunderstand me. My point to Agent Vellum is that if I do have magic, I have performed biomancy on Agent Felspar, which, if I have magic, would make him a potential thrall. And if I have magic, and if I feel double-crossed, I may act on that power. Now.
But you can see Vellum bristling a little bit. Like, he doesn't want to argue semantics or, you know, try to... He doesn't know what else to say to convince her that he doesn't want to do anything that would harm anyone here.
Well, maybe she'll kind of read that on your face, and she'll just conclude with, and if you have no ill intent for this village, then we have no problems, and I hope you both have a lovely day. Now.
Before we go.
Yes?
We did find some things with him, which could prove useful to our investigation. However, if any of these notes might make it easier for you to help him, then I would want you to hold on to them.
She nods and says, truthfully, do you show her the notes?
Yeah.
Okay. She'll say, these are, I would say, outside my field of expertise. All magic is a science of a kind. However, I am not what most would call a scientist, a doctor. I'm a healer. It's different. These mean little to me.
Okay. And he'll put them back in his pocket or briefcase, wherever he's carrying them in.
Okay. Merafina says, and before you go, Agent Felspar, I want you to know that my words are precautionary, not personal. I'm glad to see you.
He nods. I promised Anya I would go to her when we found Kurt. Can I tell her where he is?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
She nods. Alrighty. You guys are excused.
I assume that there is some way for her to get in contact with us.
Yeah, I was about to have Vellum ask about that.
Right, because like otherwise Spar will just sit under her tree for however long it takes. Like that's fine. He'll fucking chill. He can camp. But yeah, he's not going back to town without like a way for her to reach them when Kurt is well or if something goes wrong. I don't know if it's like an Aaron thing from Dungeons and Daddies where it's like the leaves will come.
That's kind of what I'm picturing. She'll say, she'll not to revolve him exactly, though. She'll say, I will send a messenger if I need to communicate with you.
Okay.
All right. Well, you'll leave me to my work.
Spark nods.
Okay.
If your intention is to make Clovenheart a safer place, I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks.
And should you need my assistance in that vein, and should you request it more politely, I would be happy to assist. And she lets you guys go.
When they get back up topside, Spar claps Vellum a couple times on the shoulder and is like, you ever held a sword?
He laughs a little bit.
Spar's fucking says, serious.
not the kind that you have, no.
But other kinds? Yeah. He looks at Vellum's cane. And looks at Vellum. And looks at Vellum's cane and looks at Vellum.
Yeah, Vellum will smirk a little bit and he'll take the handle of his cane and twist it and press another part in, and it like there's a little click and the wood turned exterior of the cane falls to the ground as he pulls the handle up, revealing a thin rapier like blade. I think there's all sorts of very cool thin blades in the world. I think I landed on like a epee or foil kind of fencing sword as well. Just because it seems like something, you know, Vellum growing up with Gray, probably having the means to learn some fancy sword fighting more so than like realistic sword fighting. So, yes. And he'll show Spar his blade.
Spar looks at it and nods and is like, great. Merafina pulls anything, you put that right through my heart. And he picks up the wooden part and hands it back to Vellum.
Will nod and not look pleased, but will nod seriously.
Good man.
I hope it doesn't come to that.
Well, there are worse ways to go.
There are better ways to go, too.
Morning or evening. Thank you for listening to this episode of Three of Hearts. We really appreciate you doing so, and I hope you're enjoying it. My name is Jordan Quiverns. I am your Space Kings host. I am Velen Spar's wingman.
My best friend.
I'm Essay's best friend.
But not Ela's, apparently.
I don't know. Essay said it. I'm Ela and Essay's best friend. We're all best friends.
Three best friends.
That was our original name for the podcast, was Three Best Friends. And then we're like, that's a stupid name for a podcast, so we did this one instead.
Anyways, talked about names for a while, and there were a lot of good ones.
There were so many names. Every playing card pun you can think of, and some that you can't, were considered as names for this podcast. Anyway, we play a game called Space Kings, which you can find more about at spacekings.space. It was created by Kevin Cole and Super Tri Studios. And you can find Kevin online at Real Kevin Cole. And you can probably find Super Tri Studios online somewhere, but I don't know that ad offhand. But I bet it's in Kevin's bio or something. My pronouns are they, them. You can find me online at Jordan Quiverns. All of our social media stuff's in the description. Ela!
It's a me, Ela. Yeah. That's the energy we have today. So anyway, hi, this is Ela Alexi. You can find me online at Ela Alexi. I use they and he pronouns, and I play Agent Vellum, who also uses they and he pronouns. The music in the podcast is all by Louis Zong, who you can find online at their website, louiszong.com, or on Twitter at Everyday Louis. The intro is Dogtective, the midtro is At Last a Piano, and the outro is Ghost Plus Guest.
All right.
Essay, it occurs to me that you might be a fellow member of the Abnormally Long Tongue Club as well as myself.
Oh?
No further comment.
All right.
Several further questions. You are.
I just saw your tongue and I was like, it's kind of long.
You're not the first person to say that.
Can you touch your nose with your tongue?
No, I can't.
Oh, okay. I can do that.
Well, your tongue is probably, either your tongue is longer than mine or your nose is closer to your mouth than mine is.
And I feel like that's blatantly untrue. I'm looking at our faces right now. Anyway.
Well,
tongue talk.
Yeah, when you come out to mass and I've got a ruler standing by. Excellent.
Subscribe to our Patreon for tongue-based content.
And also feet-based content. I don't know.
Are you volunteering?
That'll really get the clicks for sure.
For sure, definitely. I was just thinking back to talking about our relative heights and feet sizes and everything and how I'm a hobbit. Well, actually, no. Stop. Reverse it. I'm the opposite of a hobbit because my feet are tiny, mm-hmm. not large. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was
gonna... So anyway, thanks for listening to the episode. Bye!
Put all of this out.
No, Essay's got it. Essay's got it. No, it's so much of this is staying in. All right, Essay, go ahead.
I was going to say the opposite of a hobbit is a tit hob, but absolutely not.
Definitely not.
No. All right. Hi, my name is Essay. I use she, her
pronouns. I'm something of a tit hob myself. Anyway, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Essay. I use she, her pronouns. I play Agent Felspar, who uses he, him pronouns, and cannot catch a fucking break, but, you know, maybe someday. You can find me online at SAHex on Twitter. You can find the show online at Twitter and Instagram at 3HeartsCast. That is T-H-R-E-E spelled out. We would love it if you'd follow us on social media. We would also love it if you would follow us on Patreon at patreon.com/3HeartsCast, also spelled out. From there, if you give us coinage, we will give you goofs. We have outtakes. We have us playing The Quiet Year by Avery Alder. We have whatever other faintly related nonsense we cut out of these episodes and just kind of inflict on you.
Some fur perns.
Huh?
Some fern purrs.
Some fern purrs, yeah. There's audio of my cat purring coming to Patreon near you. So make sure you are subscribed. Every subscription helps us offset things like our hosting costs and our editing software and all the other things that we need to make this show happen. So we appreciate every dollar. And if you don't have dollars to give us, we appreciate you anyway. Bye.
Bye. I waved. Bye.
What do you guys do after this?
Spar's going back to Anya's. How many times can we bother this woman in 24 hours?
Let's find out. Yeah, day two has been fucking long. And I forgot to mention that, on your way back to town, it's like early evening, I would say, at this point. You guys have been up to quite a lot of bullshit.
Is the concert tonight, too? Mm-hmm.
The concert is tonight.
It's a busy day.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I was going to say, as you guys return to the Whittlesby Watermill, you see that the Felspar family boat is being tied up by Brunhilde. Mary, Vellum, you're back. Or you're here. I'm back. Hey. I was chatting to Anya a little bit. Joaquin and Secatan and Zochi are all getting set up for their concert.
Is Anya inside?
Yeah.
Spar walks right past her and goes up the stairs.
All right, love you too.
I think
he is again covered in blood. Mm-hmm. So
that's true.
Vellum is going to stay outside. I was gonna have him like head over to where the concert was being set up, but he'll stay and talk to Brunhilde a little bit, both as a distraction and to give Spar some privacy with Anya.
Okay. Yeah, Brunhilde's gonna kind of glance at Spar and say, or as far as he leaves, and turn to Vellum and be like, you guys okay?
Yes, it's been every day we've had so far together has been terribly exciting. All sorts of new experiences. We are fine.
So that didn't look like he was, he didn't look great, but I didn't get this feeling all that blood was his. Is he okay?
Yes, he's fine. He got snuggled by a sky giant and then Mulchers attacked, but everything's good.
Oh, okay. That doesn't sound great. How's your investigation going?
We found some clues that we're looking into, but we haven't really gotten to have time to study them yet to really pinpoint what exactly is going on and who's to blame, but I'm feeling better about it today than I did yesterday.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. I guess Well, I have sort of a weird thing I want to say.
You are welcome to speak freely, if you wish.
I know. You're a kind young man. Not about you. It's not about you. You're great. Spar's also great, and it's not really about him. It's about being worried about him. Because one of the reasons, you know, our reception wasn't so warm yesterday is that when weird things started happening in Clovenheart, we were hoping we wouldn't see Spar. And the reason for that is Lunavella loves her family so much. But the only thing she loves more than her family is Clovenheart. She doesn't want to see Spar in any way opposed to Clovenheart. That's what we're afraid is going to happen. If he has to do an investigation.
You're worried that his loyalties might be tested or that he'll be forced into a situation where he'll have to decide between the two.
Right. Right. And that puts him at odds with Lunavel. Do you think that's possible? Do you think that, let's say, for example, you know, you find out that whoever did this is a citizen of Clovenheart. Like, are you going to have to arrest them? Are they going to come here and investigate them? You know what I mean? Like, I just don't want that.
No, I understand. You know, depending on what we find out, we can certainly discuss things more in detail then. But if it is someone here who is causing trouble for other people here, that seems like an issue that is perhaps best handled by the people here. If it is someone outside of the community or someone who is trying to harm the community, then it might be good to have a little bit of outside perspective. Not saying that we get everyone involved, but that perhaps we look into it. You know, whether that's just myself and Felspar or what.
Can you flip presence empathy?
Okay. Okay, that will be 5 cards. Okay.
Lay them on me in whatever order you feel best.
I got a joker and an ace.
Okay, 1 success, 1 joker.
He's got a good head on his shoulders.
Yeah. No, no doubt about that. Spar's great, you know. Our little Mary, he's done great things and we're proud of him.
I will follow whatever he thinks. He knows Clovenheart and Suits very well. I may have my own opinions, but I in no way would know Clovenheart the way everyone here knows Clovenheart.
Look, there's something that might be germane to the case that I want to share with both of you.
Okay.
I need to think about it a little more. And
okay, but you know when you say that, when you tell me you have something important and then don't tell me because you're going to tell me later, that you're going to be inherently in danger, right?
In danger? Look, here's the thing. This concert is so important to Joaquin, and I want everyone to go there and have a good time.
And that's great.
That's important to me.
I'm just saying, be careful, because I don't...
I'm being so careful.
I don't want you to be hurt because you know something that might be helpful.
It's not that kind of information, okay? If I knew, like, if this was like a murder mystery and I knew who the killer was, I would tell you. It's not like that.
You promise?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that she looked up Vellum's star chart while we were running around today, and he and Spar are extremely compatible.
So, anyhow, you know, we have bridge tomorrow. I think you guys were interested in checking that out. So maybe tomorrow morning, you stop by bridge, and or maybe you stop by our place, and we can talk about this, and then we go to bridge together, and it'll be great, hunky dory. If that's okay, I'm gonna go, and I'm gonna check on. All right, I'm going to go check on Joaquin. And yeah, hope to see you guys at the concert.
Yeah, that sounds perfectly fine.
Joaquin's really excited to show off to his brother cousin.
I would love to be there.
And we will go inside the Whittlesby Watermill.
If you kill her, Jordan, I will never forgive you.
I would never forgive myself. This may be considered a spoiler. But it's not. But on the notes for Brunhilde, I literally have like, she's perfect and she might be the only person in this town with no dark secrets.
And also, she thinks Vellum and Spar should date. Yes.
Yeah, well, for sure. Everyone thinks that. Okay.
All right. Yeah. So Spar like sprints up the stairs and bangs on the door with the flat of his fist.
Mm-hmm. And you just hear, come in.
He does. Anya, where are you?
Just come on in the sitting room. I'm here.
He goes. And as he's going, he's like, we found Kurt. He's with Merafina.
So she's sitting on her like a couch. She got a little like a little footstool that her feet are up on, and she's drinking some tea. And she's like almost drops her tea and then catches it. And it's like, that is a lot of information. Oh, but that's amazing. So he's gonna be okay?
Merafina thinks so.
Okay.
Do you need a hug?
I just she puts her tea aside and says yes.
He hugs her.
Yeah, she gives him the hug back. Can you flip brawn empathy to see how good of a hug it is?
Brawn is 3, empathy is 4, that's 7.
Oh, this is going to be a killer hug.
I don't think so.
No?
4, 5, 6, 7. I flipped 1 success, minus 1 for the migraine. I think Spar like kneels down to hug her and just kind of just like he gets his arms around her and then is like, hoof. And he's probably like actively shaking.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Good. I'm fine.
Okay. Do you want to have a seat?
Yeah.
If you're not afraid of my germs, you can have a sip of the tea.
Thanks.
That'll calm you down. Seems like you've been through a lot.
Nah, it's fine. It's...
Oh. Well. Never mind.
What?
I smell blood. Are you getting blood on the couch?
No, it's on my shirt.
Oh, great. Are you well?
It's not permanent.
Okay. Do you need to see Josepha? You didn't have to come to me first. I mean, I appreciate that you did.
I told you I would. I told you the minute we found him, I would be here.
Good. Do you want me to fetch Josepha?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I just have a couple scratches from earlier. Most of it,
Moltra related.
Yeah. You were, I think, there for some of that. It got a little fuzzy with the falling out of the tree. I'm not entirely sure. I was tracking where you were that whole time. Not entirely sure why you ended up there.
Oh, I was going to stop by your aunt's place, and Vellum was looking for your aunts, and I offered to go with Vellum.
He's doing surprisingly well.
Good. If you don't mind me asking, what's surprising about that?
He's not a field agent. He's a tech guy. His job is to sit somewhere under, like, fluorescent lights and, I don't know, like, use a screwdriver on gears.
Right. And she hesitates for a second before kind of relaxing and says, does he bear altered any kind of ill will?
I don't think so. We talked about it a little bit on the boat ride down before we were capsized by a crocodile. And he seemed fine. He's never seemed prejudiced in the 36 hours I've been with him.
Okay. Not my place to say exactly, but he has some negative history with altered that I know about through my career. I wasn't sure if that impacted him negatively. Some people turn to hate, you know, quickly. He seems like a fine fellow.
What kind of history?
She kind of leans her head back on the couch for a second. He lost his family to a lycanthrope who lost control. Yeah. So that kind of thing could set someone on edge around our kind. You know, there are some werefolk in this village. You know, they're volatile, obviously. Anyway, it's a very complicated matter, obviously, and not really our business to tell him how to feel. It just has been on my mind.
On your mind or like on your mind?
She laughs. Both, strangely.
Hmm. You want me to ask him about it?
Yeah, if you think that would be okay.
Okay, I'll ask. He like fishes his notepad out. And he's like, I think I lost my pen somewhere. Do you have a pen I could borrow? I've been through like 4 shirts in the past day. I should really just start keeping the pen like clipped to my sheath or something.
Yeah, that's fine, people. I just kind of laugh since you can't see the pen. Or she's going to get up and find a pen for you, actually. Mm-hmm. And she returns. So she says, yeah, me and Carnation will go out and find Mirafina. But I have a question. Maybe this is a defense mechanism against thinking about Kurt too much. God, I don't know why I'm so open with you. My internal monologue just flows out. This may be a very self-centered question, but am I the reason you don't come back to Clovenheart?
If it were any other day, I would prevaricate more. Not the whole reason. I mean, I never... You know how I feel about this place. I can't have a fucking conversation with Josepha without her being like, oh, your dead parents, they're the best. Love this for you. 2 thumbs up. And, like, she's not the only one who's weird about it. And I don't like it here. But you deserve a space that doesn't have me in it. And as much as I can give that to you, that's it's important to me to do that.
That's kind of you. But, you know, it's been a long time. And what you did was infuriating, insulting, a little embarrassing, very embarrassing for me. However, I believe that you may have grown. And, you know, I've had other heartbreaks since then, and a lot of that is localized to this town. So I guess what I mean to say is that if you did come by to visit your family once in a while, it wouldn't be the worst thing that's happened to me. Like the idea that you avoid your family in part because you wish to give me space that I never asked for.
I mean, I do recall you telling me to get out of your sight and that you never wanted to see me again. And
yeah, but I'm not seeing you and I will never see you again. So that's easily accomplished.
Do we count sort of mind's eye as seeing?
Fair. But yeah, that was in the moment, obviously, and it was a long time ago.
It would still be fair if that was something you wanted.
I understand that, and no.
Cool. Don't tell Hildy that we had this conversation.
I wasn't planning on it.
Thanks.
While we are digging up the past a little bit, there's something I want to tell you. What hurt me the most, what made me angry with you, was that I was worried you were ashamed of being altered, and that you let them, your friends, insult me without saying anything because of a shame. You didn't want people to know you were altered. And that made me mad. And it makes me mad to this day because I spend every day of my life defending Altered, and it's hard and it's upsetting work, but I feel like it has to be done. And that made me very angry, and, you know, maybe you don't feel that way anymore. I hope you don't. But it's also my damn intuition. And, you know, when you were gone at school, I thought about you every day. I wondered what you were up to and what you had for breakfast that morning. And what you did that day, how you were like in your classes, what your friends were like. And when we were face to face and I could feel you, I knew that you hadn't thought of me at all. That is what made our relationship unsustainable. So the anger in the moment, Yes, is why I snapped the cord when I did. But, you know, I never sought to punish you if you hadn't come to terms with who you are, even if that's what upset me. It was the sadness that you didn't think I was worth what I know I'm worth that brought things to the end. I don't maybe owe you anything in terms of our relationship, but I wanted to say that.
It was never about worth. You've always been worth everything. Everything but a life here. I couldn't do it. It's the only thing I couldn't do for you.
Well, ironic that my reason to stay here was for my family. I didn't want to be lonely. And now I'm lonelier than ever. Life's just not what any of us expect, I suppose.
Has rather more clothing changes than I'd anticipated.
She laughs. Well, it's good to see you again, Miriam. And I'm glad we had this talk.
It's good to see you.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's good to see you too. Do you want Vellum to walk you to Merafina's?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
I'll manage, but thank you. And yeah, I'm going to go focus on Kurt, but I would like to talk with you again before you leave.
Yeah, of course. Anytime.
And she leaves to go fetch Carnation. So that happens.
Where's Carnation?
Carnation, her seeing eye pig. Oh
no, where?
Oh, where is Carnation? Carnation? There's a little pen out back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Carnation's not a house piggy.
Oh, he is, but he likes it outside too.
Okay.
Oh, he's getting a little sun bath.
Y'all.
Ela has a Jordan question. And I can't remember exactly how you phrased it before with Anya. Had she studied Vellum's case?
Yeah, she wrote her thesis about Vellum's case.
Okay.
Yes. She didn't go into detail of what she wrote, but yeah, she just was very familiar with the details of Vellum's case.
Okay, cool. I think I had in my brain somewhere that she had worked on it, and I was like, no, she's not old enough for that.
Timeline does not work. Confused. She was not born when it happened.
She's ambitious, though. Like, if anybody's going to do it.
The first two-year-old lawyer. You guys go outside, and you see Vellum Spar, but you see Vellum by himself.
Smoking. He's been passing the time smoking a cigarette.
Sabar will sort of hold his hand out for the cigarette.
Yeah, Vellum will extend his hand out and let him take it.
He takes it and then passes it back. He's not going to smoke the whole rest of it.
Essay, do you want the cigarette smoking to count as self-care towards your migraine?
I, as a human, don't know if nicotine is good for migraines, so I'm going to say no. But yeah, he tips his head back and blows out the smoke and says, so, I guess we have a concert to go to. You okay? Are you hungry? Do you need anything? Do you need to rest? It's been a long day.
It has been a long day. Food would be great.
Great. So I guess they will go back to Jasper's for like food and a change of clothes again.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll definitely get fewer questions if we don't go to the concert in bloody clothes.
Mm-hmm. That's
bloody
true.
And or mud covered clothing.
Yeah, you guys go to you guys return to Jasper's Manor, which is across the way, a little bit of a journey. And I just want to remind actually you guys a question that you did have, if you want to ask that now or hold on to it. You guys did learn that Diamond had been staying with Jasper.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys have Diamond related questions for Jasper, just throw that out there. You guys see Jasper emerging from the pest-ridden side of the home when you guys come back inside.
Spar says, hi. How's the insect problem?
Not good. Just had...
What kind of insects are they? I don't think you said.
Needle skins, the usual.
Okay.
I was just seeing if the formulation I developed has been working to halt their breeding process. It seems to be successful, so hopefully this will come to an end soon.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay? You look wounded.
No more than usual.
No more okay than usual. No more wounded than usual.
Correct.
They laugh. If you need to change, obviously, that's you're welcome. Would you like me to put on... They pull out like a pocket watch and look at it. And they're like, well, it's a little late for lunch, but if you'd like a early dinner, I can get started on that.
Even something light. I don't think we've had anything since breakfast. Just some amount of sustenance would be very much appreciated.
Very well. How's the case going, if you don't mind my asking?
It's going great, thank you. We'll be back down in just a minute. Vellum, would you help me unpin my pants?
Yep.
Jasper sure. Raises an eyebrow, but doesn't say anything.
When they're upstairs in their bedroom, Spar is going to sit down on the bed and will stick out his leggy for Vel to unpin. But he's also like, so they're definitely lying about the needle skin things, right?
That did seem odd. Yeah, okay, yes, I was okay. Hoping maybe we could sneak down and investigate.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, def. Should we be taking food that they make? How are we feeling about the potential of being lightly poisoned by an illustrious war hero?
Lately. I mean, I guess part of our current problem is we don't know who we can't trust. Someone around here is obviously messing around with people, and I hadn't really gotten that feeling from Jasper, but I also haven't gotten that feeling from most everyone that we've talked to. I don't want to refuse the food they offer and make it seem like we're onto them if in fact they are doing something nefarious, but perhaps we can investigate and see. I mean, I suppose if it came down to it, one of us could eat and one of us could not.
Spar nods. All right. We'll put that on the list for later problems, I guess. Is Vellum actually undoing the pins?
Yes.
Okay. Spar sorts through the pile of Jasper's dad's clothes. And is like, all right, champ, which one? He like points at the pile of shirts.
The ones with the very light gray pinstripes.
All right. He shucks off his shirt.
It'll make your legs look longer.
He fishes out a handkerchief and sort of dabs at the mulcher scratches and is like, yes, good enough. And puts the new shirt on.
So they get ready, having some cute little moments like that. What was it that Brunhilde had been talking to Vellum about? I mean, other than being worried about Spar and saying to come for breakfast, was there something else?
Well, she said she had something to tell you guys about the case.
Oh, yes. So Vellum will tell Spar that.
Why didn't she just tell you then when you were talking? That would have been so convenient.
It would have been, right? She said she had something to tell us. I don't know if maybe she would have been more comfortable if it had just been you rather than telling it to me and hoping that I tell you. Or he makes those kind of noises and gestures. It's just like, I don't know.
Family.
Jokers.
How is Anya doing? Is she going to watch over Kurt?
Yeah. Merafina knows them, so I'm sure that, I mean, Anya's ruder than I am, but she also has more reason to be, so they'll probably be fine.
Good.
Spar's gonna like tip backwards onto the bed, so like his legs are off. But from the like the waist up, he's just like laying on the bed. I'm not asleep, don't worry, he says.
Would you like to rest and
come
back and get you
before? An agent never rests. That's not a Suits thing, by the way. That's like not something that's said. That's just Spar just says it with authority.
I believe you sound very convinced of it. I would, however, like to point out that we are both agents and we both know that we have rested. in the past.
And every time.
Historically.
And every time I've brought shame to my profession. Maybe things are different back in the home office, but out in the field. Always be investigating. ABI. That's what we say.
At several places in suits, there's actually posters that say they have a little winged kitty sleeping on it. And it says an agent never rests unless they're sleepy.
Oh.
But Spar's only ever read the top part.
Yeah, he's not very patient.
I think if we can find the time, it might be worth talking to Diamond again now that we know a little bit more about their involvement. We have more questions we could ask. I don't know that they would give us the answers, but
What do you want to ask that we didn't ask before?
Well, Anya is convinced that Diamond and Kurt were involved. I see no reason not to believe Anya. And I've learned why Diamond doesn't seem familiar with the, or maybe not unfamiliar, but why Diamond expected Sekitan to be able to just walk in to Clovenheart is that Diamond was here in the first place when it was founded.
I mean, I don't think that changes anything, right? Because it's been like since its founding, you've needed to be invited. It's not like a new rule or anything.
No, that's not true. It changed.
No.
So originally it was, you just had to know about it, and then it became gotta be brought in personally.
When?
Like 10 years after it was founded.
Okay, and it was founded like
70 years ago, I think I've said.
Okay, yeah. So for the past 60 years, this is essay, for the past 60 years, that's been the rule.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Your aunt knew Diamond then. There was something she said, I believe she said not to trust Diamond, not to believe Diamond. Ela can't remember.
Basically said, Diamond's probably not a murderer, but they are like kind of a sociopath. It was basically the gist.
And now that, well, we found Kurt, I suppose we can't really talk to him more at the moment. And he did lead us to a different person.
Yeah, we probably, we can deal with Diamond, but also if he meant what he said about Arabella, that's a problem. Arabella Moonthistle has been dead for a long time. And, like, she was the most powerful mage in all of forever. I think Sorrel used to have a poster of her up. For a while, she made us call her Arabella. She claimed it was better for her magic, and like obviously I don't know shit about it, so you know, why not?
Wait, Sorrel?
Hmm. Yeah, my sister Sorrel. We were in her boat when it crashed.
Her last name also Felspar?
Yeah, it is. She was adopted before I was born. Adopted by my parents.
What does she look like?
Her parents too. Like this tall, he holds out his hands to like pixie size. Yeah, pink hair, glasses, looks strikingly trans feminine.
Oh, okay.
I
didn't realize we'd met.
There are photos of her all over the house.
I guess I hadn't really put two and two together. We met once. This was a long time ago, but maybe just talking about Arabella is what made me remember. I was at a practicum between our universities.
Did you also do magic?
Sorrel there.
Before?
I was just dipping my toes in, as it were.
And Spard, you would know that Sorrel was at a practicum between two universities when the untethering happened, just FYI.
It was a nice day until everything went wrong.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I don't mean to make light of it. A lot of people got hurt. But yes, I I seem to remember her talking about Arabella then.
I wish I could call her.
What would you call her?
Hmm?
Ela made a dad joke.
Okay. I thought that was mm-hmm. what happened, but I wasn't sure. I'd call her Sorrel because that's her name. He rifles through the notes from Kurt and says, I bet she'd be able to make something out of this. Mm. I mean, if it really is Arabella, right? Like,
yes, it would be good to have someone more familiar with magic than I take a look at it. Not that I wouldn't like to look at it, but I'm not sure my studies would lend to knowing everything that's on these, if they are in fact from Arabella.
There's a knock at the door. Jasper says, dinner's ready, if you're interested.
Thank you. We'll be down in a moment.
Are you going to that concert?
I was planning on it, Spar.
Yep, definitely going.
Is that a lie?
Zochi was looking forward to
It is not a lie. It is Spar committing to doing something that is going to make his migraine probably worse.
Yeah, I thought about that.
And something he does not want to do, but he's determined.
Jasper says, all right, I could package these to go if you would like.
That'd be wonderful. Thank you.
All right. They'll be in the entrance hall.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jasper.
Essay, can you flip Wit Arcana?
Wit is 4, Arcana is none.
Great.
All right, that's 2 successes, an ace and a jack, so that becomes 1 success.
Things become strikingly quiet in your mind over the course of that whole conversation you just had with Vellum.
Mm-hmm.
And you begin to realize in your little detective-y brain that's because a lot of people are going to the concert, and so this area of town is less polluted with people.
Mm-hmm.
That also makes it clear to you that there is someone altered in this home other than you, because you still hear it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Jasper...
Has Jasper...
Jasper's still here, but Jasper is unaltered. So...
I think Spar is going to sit up really suddenly and grab Vellum by the forearm and say, do you hear that?
Hear what?
No, I guess he wouldn't. Sometimes I forget what's normal to hear. Never mind. Don't worry. Don't worry about it.
Vellum is very confused. Like, no, what is it?
Just something to put on the list for later.
You're sure it can wait?
Yeah, says Spar, who 10 minutes ago was like, why would Brynhilda withhold plot relevant information?
So, in the interest of wrapping things up, do you guys grab your food and head out?
Yep. I think, is going to take some medicine and coffee, which hopefully will downgrade at least to a mild.
Yeah, I'll allow that for sure. And as you guys are walking, so first of all, when you leave the manor,
make sure that the pant legs are hemmed again.
Good. And also, just FYI, the food is a lasagna with spinach.
Tough choice for it to go.
Yeah.
Not really. It's just in a Tupperware. I don't know. I think that's fine.
Do we have Tupperware? Is that a thing?
Why not? Do they not have Tupperware in the 50s?
I want to say it was like a pretty new thing and probably mostly made of rubber.
Mm. Okay. Well, it's in a little wooden to-go box.
Like a bento.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take a bento. Yeah. It would have been brand new. It was developed in 46.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. We'll still say that. I like the bento. I think that's better. Mm-hmm. I imagine Clovenheart is generally a little bit behind in innovations, so except for the hover car, which they are on the forefront. All right, so yeah, you take that lasagna, and as you step outside the manor, first of all, it's very apparent where the concert is. It's not at the bandstand as Spar had once or thought. It's actually is coming from that compound you guys saw in the middle of the cornfield. There is. Well, not only are the people headed that way, but there's like a huge like searchlight coming out, and where instead of like a bat signal in the sky, it's like there's a diamond in the sky. You see, walking down the path to the concert, all ahead of you is Jasper, which is just, well, Spark, can you flip something for me? Can you flip intelligence empathy?
Okay. That's gonna be 5 flips minus 1 flip.
Yes.
But not minus my successes anymore, thankfully. Yes. So that is 1 success.
Okay.
An ace.
Yeah, you just know that Jasper is extremely reclusive, and that them even leaving the home is a thing of note.
Before we walk away from the house, mm-hmm. The manor, can I look to see if there's any movement behind any of the windows? Or, like, lights on in any rooms that shouldn't have lights?
Flip wit investigation.
Happy to. That is 4 and 4 is 8, minus 1 is 7. 5, 6, 7. Yeah, baby. Okay, that is 1, 2, 3 successes plus a crit. So,
wow.
4, 5 successes. 6 successes.
So many.
There's a lot so of successes. So many.
If 7 lets you cut a spaceship in half.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's the barometer, for sure. Okay, in the home, no. There's no weird movement that you can see, no lights on that shouldn't be on. But as you sort of, like, watch Jasper go with interest, one thing becomes quite clear. Despite what they recently told you, and despite what they you have known all your life from knowing Jasper growing up, Jasper is definitely altered.
Hmm.
You can hear the magic coming from within.